stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real. And we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
A very pleasant good day to you wherever you are listening to 102.7 FM. This is your host, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC, and I'm with you up until the hour of 5 p.m. today, Atlantic Standard Time. It's a wonderful Sunday on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, and it, of course, promises to be a really great show today, as I'm going to be joined later by a very special guest. And when you hear this guest, you're going to be so inspired, because this special guest is a doctor, and this doctor has so much to share with you all about something that you need to be doing in the new year, but also at the same time, it's going to be talking a little bit about their new establishment. That's right here on St. Martin, their new establishment, which you've got to check it out yourself, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be like, wow, this is really what is needed here on St. Martin. So you're going to be listening to a very powerful interview in just a little while on Love and Inspiration today. And I do thank you, of course, for being with me. I'm full of energy, super happy to be with you, because it's going to be an amazing show. Reminding you, of course, that this brilliant radio show is listened to here live on 102.7 FM, PJD3, Voice of St. Martin, but also too on Bashani Radio in New York, which premiered last Monday, the 18th of March, 2019, on Bashani Radio. And I can tell you one thing, every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m., you can always listen to a new episode of Love and Inspiration on Bashani Radio in New York. My special guest today on the show, of course, I'm so happy to have this really amazing, intelligent, and I would say ambitious person on the show. And I'm talking about someone that both myself and many persons know, and my lovely wife. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome here on Love and Inspiration on 102.7 FM and also to on Bashani Radio and voiceofthecaribbean.net. Good afternoon and welcome to Love and Inspiration, Dr. Tashina Muku Thomas. How are you doing today?
I am great.
Yes, of course. I know you're super great and happy, because we've planned this for a very long time to be on the show, and finally you're here today. So welcome to the show once again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
All right. I'm really, really happy to, you know, connect with you here on the show, because we've talked about this, and, you know, especially for what you're doing now on St. Martin, it's so fitting. And this year, focusing on the really healthy living. I mean, every day we should focus on healthy living, but in particular this year, this is something that we really need to, you know, share with the listeners. So Dr. Tashina, having you here on the show again is a pleasure, and I just want you to just share with the listeners of who is Dr. Tashina, because I don't want anyone to think that, you know, I just met you and you're visiting and you were just walking through town and you're staying in one of the hotels on the cruise ship. So where are you from and who are you?
Well, Dr. Tashina Maku Thomas, I am a born St. Martiner, raised in Colombia, that's on the French side of the island. I'm a, first of all, loving wife to my husband, known as Chico Charles Thomas, a mother of three beautiful children. I am, by profession, a social worker. I did also psychologist, and now the CEO of Tizan Health and Wellness Center.
Fantastic. So locally born here.
Yes.
Saint Martin.
Oui.
Colombier.
Oui.
Oh, oui. That's the most I can say, actually. Well, I can actually say bonjour.
Okay, well.
That's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing.
What did I say, actually? What does bonjour that mean?
Bonjour means hi.
Hi. Hi to you and to the listeners. So, Dr. Tashina, Colombier, for those who don't know about it, I know all about Colombier as an amazing place. And that's on the northern side of the island. So can you just give a little bit of an idea of what Colombier is like? So we can just really give that picture to persons who may be listening overseas to know where you came from.
Okay. So first of all, Colombier is, everyone knows Colombier as the little, as nature. You know, it's green. We have a lot of culture. I was raised, of course, with my great-grandmother who loved herbs. So she had a yard of herbs and she did bush tea, and if she heard you say, okay, well, I have the flu or I have high blood pressure, whatever it is, you know, she gathered the bush and she put them on the fire and you're good the same day, you know. But Colombia has a lot of culture and you can still find people who do things, and like back in the days, you know, they will cook on coal pot and so forth. So the culture, they're, the people that are there now are still really trying to hold and maintain the culture, you know. So when you hear people say our culture is chicken leg and Johnny cake, no, that's not our culture, you know. So our culture is frying our jackfish on a coal pot, for instance, our cassava bread in the morning for breakfast, and a cup of bush tea, you know. So it's a whole, yeah.
That sounds fantastic. I'm pretty sure anyone who has never tasted that is saying, like, how can I get that?
You know, it's amazing.
Would you prepare it for them, Dr. Tashina?
Sure, I can prepare it.
Well, you know, you got to be very careful what you say, because you might have tens and thousands of persons out there line up looking for what you can prepare for them over in Colombia.
It is tasty. It is, yeah, it's tasty. It's nice. And most of all, it's healthy.
And that's the most important thing.
That's the most important
Absolutely.
Thing.
I love the way how you've described Colombier, because the truth is, you know, I've driven over to Colombier quite a few times. And the amazing thing about it is when you get over on the northern side and just before you start to climb the hill to go to Rambo, you know, it's just this amazing feeling. You drive through and it's like you have gone through a time zone where all the busyness is on the outside and it's like, whoo, into a beautiful place.
And actually, you know, from the moment you get over Mount Valois Hills, so coming into Cripple Gate, I don't know, but there's a different, if you there's a cleanness in the air. There's, you could, yes, there's fresh oxygen. And because, I mean, as you hit over that hill, there's something just happened. It's just clean air.
Wow.
Yeah.
A place to be.
A place to be.
On St. Martin.
Yes.
And here you are in the capital on the Dutch side. And Phillipsburg on 102.7 FM, and have been doing really great things. You stated before, you know, you're a wife and you have three lovely children, and really, really making an impact in the society, which we'll talk a little bit about right now. But just before we get into where you are now today as visionary of TZAN Health and Wellness Center, you stated before that by profession, a social worker. So give us a little bit of an idea of your journey in terms of, you know, what you did before, as you stated, social worker, just to give us an idea.
Yes. So I first started off in 2020. I'm speaking now on it for my, you know, on the Dutch side. In 2011, I worked with the Youth Development Program. So we were a program that was funded by USONA. So we work with second chance students, you know, dropouts and so forth. So I was a social worker. And then we also work with DERPI.
Okay.
So Miss Lawrence at that time was my boss. You know, we get along well, still up to this day, friends.
Right.
And yes, she was the boss there then. And then after that, at that time it was the SBO Service Center. They closed down. So the staff that was there, well, not everybody, but most of us went over to NIPA, and I work at NIPA as well as a social worker. And then I become the director. And it did not work out. And yes, I went to St. Martin Academy for a year, in which I had a lovely time there as well. I get along with everybody. I miss my students. But it was a wonderful experience. Miss Bailey, wonderful person. It was just a wonderful experience, you know, because I've always worked with older students and second chance students. So, you know, going into high school,
right,
it was really different. It was more that you were a social worker. You were, at, well, I act in the role as a psychologist, but it was like a mother role as well.
I see.
You know, it was like a role. You know, people look up to you and, you know, they not only the students, but mm-hmm. the teachers. And it was just an awesome experience working at the St. Martin Academy, I can see.
I can actually hear from what you're saying, Dr. Tashina, that during those years and those, you know, having those different caps that you had to, you know, have on, you really took a lot of, you know, pride, and it was rewarding for what you did and the lives that you were able to transform. And even though there may have been short times that you have been in those various positions, the impact that you left behind, because I know, for instance, of recent, you were at a high school, as you stated, and you functioned as a psychologist. And I remember you shared with me one of the things that was so rewarding is just to be able to touch the lives of those students and see the change when they speak with you. And then, you know, just being able to be there for them.
Indeed. And, you know, even going back to the NEPA, you know, I had a great time there as well. I had great colleagues and everything right. worked out. Yes, I had an issue with the board, but that did not stop me. I look at it now as, you know, as part of the plan today. I am happy that I'm not right. working for anyone. So, you yes. know, sometimes we have to embrace the good and the bad mm-hmm. because with the good comes the bad as well. But it's how do you cope with it? And I could look back and say, you know, it's good. I've been through the process and...
Yeah. And, you know, just adding on to that, that's a very key thing that you stated, is because sometimes, you know, we go through situations, but it's very important on how we respond to the situation and react. And you've been through quite a lot over the years that today you could have reacted, but you responded in a different way. And now today you're doing what you love.
Definitely. And like I said, I embrace the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty. And I am grateful for every one of my experiences. I am grateful for them because every one of them, I came out learning something.
Mm.
So I use those experiences today now to speak to people and empower people, not because something happened to you in the past that you're no longer, that you're not valid, or you feel that you're lower than anybody else. No. Contrary. You've been through it, so you could speak about it.
Right.
I use what happened to me in the past to empower others. Yes, you fall, but get back up, dust off, and go ahead. Mm-hmm. And when you really know who you are, you don't stay down for too long.
That's a very important thing, yeah? Because sometimes we get so very stuck when we don't know who we are,
yeah.
and then we stay in that visual circle trying to find a way out,
mm-hmm.
and still at the same time trying to find who we are.
Definitely. And it has a lot to do with your identity. How do you perceive yourself? How do you feel about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, you know, even in the past, I told my students, a low self-esteem wrecks you. Because if you have a low self-esteem, that means that you don't believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, no one is going to believe in you.
Right.
So it first starts with you accepting you and accepting who you are. And sometimes that means going back to the past and fix some stuff, because you cannot go into the future with burdens. So you have to go back to the past, fix those things. Mm. And then continue on.
I see. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here live on 102.7 FM with my special guest, Dr. Tashina Maku Thomas. She is the owner and visionary of Tizan Health and Wellness Center. And we're just talking a little bit with each other. And of course, you're going to get an idea of who this wonderful person is and what she is able and is doing, actually, for St. Martin, the region, and internationally. Now, I just want to go back to also a very important thing that you earned, Dr. Tashina. You earned your master's in social work in psychology and a PhD in sociology with a major in heavy drug addiction from the American Intercontinental University. So tell us a little bit about that experience, because as we look at it, that's so very important when it comes to dealing with persons who are addicted. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, it was I always had the passion to study drugs,
mm-hmm.
because one of the things that I've realized is, well, over the years, is you see people, they are on drugs and they go into the rehabilitation centers and they come back out the same, and it's a routine. And I started questioning, but okay, if these people are going into rehabilitation centers, once they come out, they should be okay, you know? And then I started, you know, thinking and doing my own research. And especially, you know, I grew up in a home where my mom was a single parent because my dad was on drugs. And, you know, sometimes I would see my dad and I would say, but why my dad is like, is this way, you know? So I started asking myself questions and then started studying and I realized, but wait, when these people go into the rehabilitation center, they deal with one aspect. Mm-hmm. So they deal with the drug. But it's not the drug. It's what's the emotion? What are they facing? How did that person get there? What's the root of their problems? Right. And sitting and discussing with those people, they are some of the nicest people. But they, again, something happened in the past.
Right.
And because, again, you don't know who you are, you tend to drop back. You tend to use these substances to ease the pain because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm using crack, cocaine, marijuana, whatever it is to ease something, you know? But the reality is, once the kick and the height is gone, you're back to reality, you know? So for me, it was really, you know, I was like, no, I have to go and I have to study this. I have to reach, you know, go to the root of it. And I was happy when I did it because even as a social worker, you know, you're encountering young men and young women who use drugs or who are addicts and how do you help them? So I first had to understand the core of it. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Who tell you that you were a nobody? Who abandoned you? Who rejected you? You know, and then you start speaking to those students or those people. And then you realize, okay, it's not a substance. There's something more to what led them there.
Right.
You know? So for me, that was the story behind of that PhD.
I see. Well, it's well deserved because at the end of the day, and you've done work in this area.
A lot.
And you've helped to change lives.
Exactly. And especially now with the Health and Wellness Center, you know, it's a next aspect of it because it's also, you know, letting people know that, listen here, you can get clean by just using herbs, by using natural things,
right?
You know, and so with the wellness, the Health and Wellness Center complemented the PhD.
I see. So a wonderful combination.
A wonderful combination.
Okay, great stuff. And we're going to get into the wellness aspect in just a little while, but also still helping our listeners to understand the type of person that you are sitting before me. You know, just looking again at what you have done in the past, you have been also to a social worker of the PEP organization, Patrol to Eradicate Pedophilia, and a member of the Women's of Destiny Foundation. So talk to us a little bit about that experience.
Okay. So in my capacity as well in those organizations as social worker was to bring awareness, but also to help in people, students, women, men, whatever it may be, you know, understand it's the reason that you're still here is because there's purpose in you. And sometimes what you're seeing is not really the final destination, but you have to go through things in life. And also, you know, for instance, with the PEP organization, you know, I was asked by Makeda, who is the president, to be a part of it, and her mother, Brenda Maynard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good thing. It was a good thing because sometimes coming from, a social worker background, you see that sometimes students may have the support of their families, but there are students also who don't have the support of their families.
Correct.
And sometimes need to speak to someone. So there's where I fit in, you know. And students would come and they would say, yes, I was molested by this person, that person. But those same students never spoke to their family members or anyone. So it's, you know, it's more, they look at it more as, okay, she's a professional here. I prefer speak to her. I feel safer. You know, so that was my role at the PEP organization. And, you know, I served there, but with gratitude, but also with, you know, whenever you're changing life, there's always, you know, you feel this, if I can explain you in words, but you feel this, like this accomplishment that I've changed a life or I've helped change.
I can fully understand.
Or save a life, you know? So,
you know, as I listen to you, Dr. Tashina, I really got to commend you for all that you've been involved in and what you've done, you know, for our society of St. Martin. And I'm pretty sure, you've been invited to you know, share with others regionally, if that's the case.
It
correct?
Is.
And can you just share with us a little bit of, you know, whom you've been able to share with some of your expertise in terms of overseas?
Okay, so right now, as you could, I don't know if you know, but for instance, Tizan, our tea bags and some of our products are being sold in Guadeloupe.
Okay.
Yes, and very soon, I will be in Guadeloupe also speaking to people about their health and herbs.
Oh, wonderful.
So for me, you know, once it has to do with changing life, herbs and everything that is natural and plant-based,
right,
I am there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's what we need today, actually. That really adds to the value in life. But another thing that comes to mind, because you've really had a wealth of experience in terms of exposure to events. Now, over the years, and you've heard it before, and I heard your name a while ago mentioned in the advert of the upcoming Leadership Summit from Victoria Slim Foundation, which is the seventh year that they are doing LeaderCast on St. Martin, but the second year of the Leadership Summit. Now, you have attended LeaderCast in the past. How have you benefited? How has it benefited you, Dr. Tashina?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you and your beautiful wife. I think it's a great thing. It's a great initiative. And also, in terms of leadership, you know, everybody have their different way of leading or being a leader. So hearing, you know, different persons speaking, my way of leading may not be your way of leading.
Okay.
But we all learn from each other. And, you know, sometimes, you know, listening to them when they say something is like, it you know, it catch your attention and is, okay, this is something that I could learn from. So for me, coming to LeaderCast over the last years was very beneficial.
I see.
And I applaud, like I said, I applaud you and your wife for the amazing job that you're doing.
Really, really much appreciated. And also it goes a long way with a wonderful team, the wonderful team that has been aboard, a part as of Victoria Slim Foundation in terms of LeaderCast. And now this is the seventh year of you know, Victoria Slim Foundation doing it on St. Martin, because it's a global leadership conference, the world's largest, that takes place live in Atlanta, Georgia. And this year now, the theme is Leading Healthy Themes. And you're going to be one of the speakers on the second day, May 11th, at Bel Air Community Center, as one of the speakers among the other great ones, like the Honorable Priest Kalash.
Yes.
So how does that make you feel, Dr. Tashina, that you're going to be addressing persons from St. Martin attending VLF's Leadership Summit on day two, May 11th, 2019, at the Bel Air Community Center, and sharing that day with Priest Kalash, Honorable Priest Kalash, Dr. Nicole Irname Francis Cotton, and many more?
It's an honor. It's an honor, and it's a privilege. And, you know, bringing awareness to the community and any which way that, you know, I can makes me feel great. And any, I'm a people person.
Right.
I'm a people person. I love people. I love helping people. If you say you don't have, that's all I need to hear. Then I'm going to give. But, you know, in terms of, you know, bringing awareness where plant is concerned, for me, I always have these things that I say, what are the treasures in your backyard? What are you paying to Kadung every month? What are those plants for? You know, and I know of them because of course, my great grandmother. So for me, you know, bringing it around and bringing it out, it gives me pleasure. I could tell my 11-year-old, go and bring me this potion, that potion. She goes and she brings it back for me.
I see. Well,
because I also explain them at home. My husband as well. I could say, babes, can you go and get me so-so-so? And he brings it back for me. Sometimes he's coming from gym and I'm like, on your way back, can you please bring me so-and-so or go to Colombia and get me so-and-so? And he goes and he bring it. So, you know, Tizan is not only, when you hear Tizan, you just don't see Tashina, but you also see it's a family business. You know, you see my husband right there. He's right there with me. He's just in the back doing the marketing, pushing, but he's right there with me. And he really encouraged me. And my colleague, Tashina, my colleague, she too, I mean, we complement each other because, you know, sometimes You need to work with people who will be able to say, this is not the way, and be okay with it, or let's do it this way. Right. And My weakness are sometimes her strengths, and her strengths are my weakness. But we work together because we have one thing in common, is bringing awareness, awareness when it comes to health. And especially over the years, we've been hearing so much about cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and so forth. And I always tell people that is because, yes, the way we're eating as well. But it's not only the way that we're eating, but it also sometimes the stress of life. Because when we hear healthy, we think, okay, it's just being healthy. I'm going to the gym. I'm eating good. But that's not true. Because you could be healthy physically. Uh-huh. But if you're not healthy emotionally, mentally, psychologically, spiritually, then you're not healthy.
Okay, the whole holistic package.
The whole holistic package.
And I'm happy that you stated that. You know, as we're going to get straight also into T-Zen, I just want to actually ask you this. I'm pretty sure your husband is listening to the show right now.
Yes, he is.
What do you think your husband is saying as he's hearing you speaking?
Oh, he's proud. I mean, when even coming in a car, when you know, he heard it, he's like, oh, my wife. Yeah, he's proud. He's proud.
Definitely. And, you know, as you talk about it, and it's good that you acknowledge your husband, and this is so very key for our listeners out there, to show that at the end of the day, you can be married, but also at the same time as husband and wife, you know, as long as when you look at how powerful actually that is and how you can work together for a common goal, you have your husband by your side. You said he's doing the marketing for you. He might be behind the scenes, but it's so important. And this shows an example how important it is and how wonderful it can be for both a husband and wife to work together.
I remember. And if you're going to be powerful out there, it takes two. If you're a married couple, it takes two, because you always need that person there to motivate you and push you. I remember when I told my husband that I was resigning from the St. Martin Academy. I mean, we are married, so I first had to consult with my husband. And I said to him, you know, babes, I think it's time. I want to do my own thing. And his response was, babes, if that's what you want to do, go for it. I'm going to be here. I'm going to back you. If it means paying the bills for a year, 2 years, 3 years, if that's your dream, if that's your drive, if that's your purpose, I will back you. We are one. And that's all I needed to hear. I wrote my resignation letter the same night.
Wow.
I just needed his approval.
Yeah.
I just needed his approval as my husband, the head of my home. I just needed his approval. And
I'm really so happy that you said that, you know, Dr. Tashina, because I'm receiving responses from the listeners out there who is actually, they're actually stating, you know, a really great interview, awesome stuff. And these are coming from persons who normally listen to the show. And it's so key of what you stated a while ago, having that support from your husband, because he could have said to you, well, what craziness are you talking about? You know, young lady, I love you very much, but you're not going to go and give up your job.
Yeah.
But he said, if this is what you want, I'm there with you. I'm in your corner, and we're going to go through this together.
Yeah. For me, when you're married, it's not just, okay, I'm married and you have a companion and so forth, but respecting each other, honoring each other, being loyal to each other, trusting each other is so important, but also respecting each other.
Yes.
Because, you know, of course, we are a family. So whatever I do or whatever my husband does is going to have an effect on our family. We have 3 children to raise. Yes. So the best thing to do is, of course, collaboration.
Yeah, very much so. Definitely. May I ask, how long are you married?
10 years.
10 years.
Yes.
Wow. This year makes 10 years.
Yes. This year makes 10 years and 12 years together. And I could say 10 years. I'm happily married. You know, and every marriage you have your little
turbulences.
Yeah, and not really turbulences. Okay. I will say your little misunderstandment.
Right.
But that does not stop us. When we married, we said to each other, we will never go to sleep without, if we have an issue during the day, without saying sorry or anything, and we've lived up to it.
I see. And that's really a good example for your 3 children.
Yes. My daughter said to me once, she said to her father, then she said, Daddy, I want a husband like you. So, it makes us proud, and because then something they're seeing, we are doing something that impacted our children.
Absolutely. And this is a very important thing that you stated, especially for fathers out there listening to the show right now, how important it is for you to be that really important example for your daughters, because the way how you conduct yourself as a father in your home is giving an example that actually helps to paint that picture for your daughter.
Definitely
for later on to see the characteristics in you as a father, that this is what I'll be looking for in a potential husband, than actually, you know, bringing herself to connect with someone who does not really value her as a young lady.
True. And you know, Mr. Cotton, with everything, it starts home.
Right.
It starts home. Sometimes, yes, you have stronger children, different characters. They see things at home and they just decide to do their own thing. But that's your responsibility at the end of the day, is raising your children the way that they should be raised.
Well, you couldn't have said it even better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a live and wonderful and powerful interview here with Dr. Tashina Muku, visionary and founder of TZAN Health and Wellness Center, here live on 102.7 FM, PJD3, Voice of St. Martin, and also on Bashani Radio in New York and on voiceofthecaribbean.net. Now, let's talk a little bit about this amazing TZAN Health and Wellness Center, which utilizes all natural, locally grown herbs in an exotic blend of teas to infuse you with vitality and well-being. I just did a commercial for you. You realize that?
Sounds good, actually.
Yeah, how much are you willing to pay me?
You know, you first have to give your price.
That's all right. We'll talk about that off air. So let's talk a little bit about TZAN Health and Wellness Center, because to be honest with you, Dr. Tashina, I'm really grateful to you for the wonderful tour that both, you know, yourself and your colleague, your partner. You work with, the TNT, as I would call it, both of you, for the wonderful tour that you gave both myself and my wife, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton, through your establishment. Mm-hmm. And I can say to the listeners right now, it's a beautiful place. And really happy. You're welcome. We're really happy for you. So talk to us a little bit about your center and what is the purpose of it?
So the TZAN Health and Wellness Center, the purpose of TZAN Health and Wellness Center, first of all, is to bring awareness to the community and of St. Martin. And so far, I want to thank the St. Martin community, because, you know, first of all, you always hear, oh yeah, when you open a business, your local does not support you. I cannot say that, or I would be a liar. You know, the people that came out and supported me and gave their support and believe in our products were locals.
Okay.
So I want to, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say today, for those who are listening, thank you. And my close friends who, you know, never give up on me and, you know, could call me all hours in the night if they have a flu. Tashina, what shall I put in this? What shall I do? Or I need some tea, you know, I want to say thank you. So yes, bringing awareness, but we also have a very, we also do at the TZAN Health and Wellness Center, food detox. I don't know if you're familiar with the food detox.
Okay, can you share with us a little bit about that?
So the food detox is a normal procedure. It's putting your food into water with some salt. And what the iodizer does, it pulls toxin from the body. Now, everybody don't believe in it, and that's okay. I believe in it, so I do it at my center, because it's a natural way of removing toxins from the body.
Okay.
It's actually was done by Chinese. But if you could recall our great-great-grandparents, you would see them soaking their feet in Epsom salt.
That's correct.
It was a way of removing toxins. So with the foot bath, it's the same thing. That's what it does. The difference is it's electric, so it's current. So the iodizer is just a piece of metal, negative and positive ion. And it's all, once it connects with you, because you have negative and positive ion in the body, then it starts to release the toxins from wherever they are in the body.
I see.
And based on that, wherever the toxins are coming from, then you start to see the particles in the water, whether there's mucus, inflammation, acid. Based on the color of your water, then I make the TZAN.
I see.
So your TZAN may never probably be a TZAN that I will use, or my TZAN may not be one that you will use. When I do my foot detox, for instance, I do it every month.
Okay.
It's different than my colleague own, because sometimes hers have acid. Mine may not have all those things. They may have mucus or whatever. Or sometimes our waters are clean because we eat clean.
Okay.
We eat very clean in the morning. Breakfast for us is a shake.
I see. Okay.
It's a shake, and it's a shake with fruit and with vegetables. So, you know, because if I'm going to be promoting a health and wellness center, it starts with me.
Of course.
Before
of course.
All,
That's
you know,
right.
It starts with me. So I have to make sure that I live that healthy lifestyle that I'm telling people to live.
I see. So very important. And that's a very interesting, I would say, one of the services that you offer. And I'm pretty sure listeners out there are wondering where you're located, because I also received a message that just came in to please let us know what is the location of TZAN.
Okay. So the TZAN Health and Wellness Center is located just in the same building as Tracy. So there's Gigi, Tracy's, and then TZAN. So for those who know CAP, they sell car parts. I'm right between Tracy's and CAP.
Okay.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. So I'm going to continue. We also offer sauna. So we have an infrared sauna. So we do saunas as well.
Okay.
We have our own tea bags. They come in different flavors as well. We have the TZAN. We have colon cleansers. Everything made from herbs from St. Martin. So no preservative.
And nothing imported.
Nothing imported. We also make vitamins.
I see.
So I'm a strong believer that if you eat accordingly, your vitamins are supposed to come from your food.
Right.
There should be no need of supplements.
Okay.
However, I do believe if you're going to take supplement, it's better, of course, to take the natural supplements because they're natural. There's no preservative. Uh-huh. And it's in liquid, so it goes directly to your bloodstream. So the vitamin that we make at the TZAN Health and Wellness Center is from all plants.
Okay. And that's what it states actually in, the information that I receive, that TZAN does not promote traditional medicine, but provides our clients and customers the opportunity to correct wrong habits and explore herbalistic culture through a series of TZAN drinks that are very health oriented and all locally grown. Now, I know we started off the interview talking about beautiful Colombier and, the fresh air and all that. You know, persons can imagine when they go there. Some of your herbs and what you're talking about that you use for your teas, would that be safe enough to say or correct to say that it's from Colombia or it's various places?
It is from Colombia. Yeah.
Okay.
All of the bush that I use are bush that I have in my yard that I could get. But most of them comes from Colombia because they're there in abundance.
Wow. And, you know, as you talk about that, they're in abundance. And I'm happy that we're coming back on this point, because some time back, myself and my wife, we went into one of the local supermarkets and we were looking around and we were actually surprised to see eucalyptus, you know, the leaves from eucalyptus packaged, imported. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking to ourselves here on St. Martin, where we are in the beautiful Caribbean, where we've got land around us, why are we importing these things while we've got eucalyptus here on the island? And that's only one example. Why are we doing this?
Because I believe that, again, awareness.
Mm.
Awareness, because, and if you don't know, because, you know, you cannot blame people because they don't know. If you don't know, then you, because I could recall going into some of my friends' yard and I would say, but you have this here, that here, and they would be like, yeah, that's that. Yes, that's that. So again, you don't know. So if you see it in a supermarket and it says eucalyptus, you're going to say, oh, this is eucalyptus. I'm going to buy it.
Uh-huh.
But if you see a tree and you don't know it, then of course you won't pick it. First thing you're going to say, I'm going to poison myself.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I
and there's a lot of eucalyptus here. Eucalyptus grows in St. Martin and there's a lot of eucalyptus plants around. But if you don't know, then...
Of course, then you'll miss it.
You will miss it.
You know, as I listen to you speak, what can I say? You're actually the herbalist specialist. And again, coming back to the fact of the leadership summit that you're going to be on day two at Bel Air Community Center on May 11, 2019. And you're going to be among speakers like the Honorable Priest Kalash, you know, who takes his work serious too in the Caribbean region and internationally with his herbs. And he visits St. Martin quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met him before?
I met him before.
And how does that feel that you're going to be, you know, among speakers with him?
Well, you know, it's an honor for me. Once it's natural and it's promoting healthy living, the natural way,
right,
then hey, let's go.
Okay, great stuff. I had a listener just sent me in a message a while ago just wanting to know, actually, what are the opening hours of Tizan Health and Wellness Center?
Yes, Tizan Health and Wellness Center open at 10 and we are closed at 4.
Okay.
Yes, the reason for that is, you know, when people come into Tizan Health and Wellness Center, you know, is really we want to make them feel at home. We don't want to rush everybody, you know, and we get a lot of people. Uh-huh. We are up to 2,000 something clients now or more.
Are you serious?
Yes. So it's a big growth coming from, you know, we had our little clients before we had a location. Uh-huh. I had 200 clients, but now to 2,000 and plus now, you know, they come in and you're working with them. So you're pouring into them too, because we also do counseling. Right. I do counseling as well.
Oh yes, because you're a psychologist.
Exactly. So you're pouring into people, and sometimes you can leave at the end of the day by 3, you know, you can feel your system starting to. So that's the reason why we close at 4. We don't go over 4.
I see. Yeah. So that's basically Mondays through Fridays. Mondays through Saturdays. So you open at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
And you close until 4. Yes. Okay. And you provide counseling also as a psychologist.
Yes, I provide counseling. Also, I'm the social worker. I'm the corporate social worker for Optima Carousel. Okay. So it's a company as well into health and safety.
Okay.
So I work as well. You know, they send me their clients and I do the counseling there, but I also have my students as well that I'm still working with from different schools.
Okay.
I have different organizations. So we do counseling and then, so sometimes you can have counseling going on while different things are going on. And there's with my colleague.
Comes in. Right. And you say from Curacao. So that means there are clients that come from Curacao to you through that company?
Well, I had actually two that came from Curacao, but Optima, there's going to be an Optima St. Martin. The inauguration was on the 21st at DV Little Bay. Uh-huh. And so there's going to be Optima St. Martin as well.
I see.
Yes.
Wow, powerful stuff.
So we'll be back on your station soon to speak about
very
Optima.
Very soon. I see. Well, you're always welcome on Love and Inspiration, you know, if it's to inspire persons out there to live a healthier life and to be emotionally, physically, spiritually healthier. And as I'm thinking about this and listening to all the experience that you've been through, you've grown through there, through those experiences, somehow I believe that there's got to be a driving force behind you that gives you the strength. Because I believe you're a believer, are you?
I am a believer. Okay. Yes, I am a believer, and I believe that's what's got me still going.
Right.
Yeah, because that's my source. I mean, the Lord is my source.
Right.
You know, but you said something kept me going.
Yeah.
I just want to touch base there. A couple of years ago, it really drawn on me that, wait, our young people was dying at a young age and so much of cancer and high blood pressure and diabetes and all kind of different illnesses and complaints. And I was like, Tashina, you have so much and you know so much. You have you were raised with your grandmother, so you have that knowledge. Why don't you do something with it? And there's way down on me. And I'm like, okay, no, I have to go there. I have to help people. I have to save lives. And then when I met my partner, Tashina, I brought it to her. And she was like, yeah, because that's her heart as well, you know, helping people. She will go out if she, help less fortunate persons and, you know, in a community.
Right.
So that's really her heart as well. So when we joined force, it was really, let's do this,
you know?
And bringing awareness, helping others, because not everybody has the finances to go and get themselves checked.
Right, correct.
You know, so if I could tell you, well, you know, that bush right here in your backyard is good for this and that, use it, better yourself, you know? Sometimes I just be thinking, I was telling my colleague a couple of days ago, I said to her, you know, our heart is not really on money. It's more seeing people well.
I see.
The money will come. Don't get me wrong. The money will come because we all need money. But just knowing that someone comes to you and they leave at the end of the day with a smile on their face, you feel accomplished. I'm just going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. About 4 weeks ago, a lady came to me and she said, I've listened to your interview on BDD station, and she said, I don't know, but something happened. And I said, I have to find this lady. Uh-huh. And I said, okay. And she said, I'm about to tell you something. And she said, But I know you can help me. I said, okay. She said, well, I'm a cancer patient. I am at stage 4, but I don't want to take any chemo. One of the things when you come to TZAN Health and Wellness Center, it's never my choice to say, don't take the chemo or take the chemo. You come with your complaint and I just help you to the best of my ability. So when she told me that, I said to her, okay, you don't want to take the chemo? Why? And she started to explain to me why. And I said, okay. And it was okay, you want to do it natural? And she said, yes, I want to do it naturally. And it's been four weeks now. And she came back to us on, I think, last week.
Right.
And the tumor in the breast, it was the size of a pear when she first came.
Wow.
Her tumor is the size of a marble.
Wow.
Okay? It's the size of a marble. And this is someone, she was just drinking her, the supplement that I made for her. And she would come once every week just to do a massage that I made, you know, because what is cancer? You're hearing cancer, but what is cancer? So cancer is just a brain cell. It's a cell.
Right.
We all have cancerous cells in our body. They're just not malignant. But once they become that malignant, it's just the nucleus in them that are not functioning anymore. And once it go, it corrupt the other cells.
I see.
So we need to learn to tell people too, you need to heal those cells.
Very important.
Not eradicate them. Because when you go for chemo, you're destroying all the cells in your body.
I see.
So hence the reason why, you know, you look so after, because your cells now are being destroyed. So we work together and we sat down when the lady left. We sat down and me and my colleague, and we look at each other like, wow. So this is every day for us at the TZAN Health and Wellness Center is wow. Because we see clients come in one way and leave the other.
I see. That should be actually also to a slogan when you come into the wellness center, TZAN, the wow effect.
Yeah.
You leave with a wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that's our drive. That's what, you know, I'm going every day. And actually, you know, I work more at TZAN Health and Wellness Center than when I was working in a school, you know.
Oh.
I work more because when you leave from there in a day, based on who all you see, when you go home, you have to make TZAN.
Right. Oh, well, that's true, because you, yeah, you have to make sure.
You have to make the TZAN. You have different mixtures. This one is coming for this one is coming for that. And you know, you have to be concentrate and whatever.
Right.
And there's where, like I said, collaboration comes in, because when I'm dealing with the TZAN, my husband is dealing with the children, and you know, so that's how it's supposed to be.
I see.
One hand helps the other, you know. So I'm working harder, but I don't feel it.
And you know, the important thing is, and I'm pretty sure, of course, you take your well-deserved vacation.
Definitely.
Because that's so very much needed, because you also need to take care of yourself. But also to, very importantly, as we come to the end of this wonderful conversation with each other, and I'm pretty sure the listeners are saying, could you guys not continue talking until 2059? Well, at the end of the day, she has to go back home to her children, her husband. I have to go home to my wife.
Exactly.
And yes, tomorrow Monday has to come. But the truth is very important. You stated it's about what you're doing is so rewarding. And of course, money is important, but the money will come later. The profound thing is that you're doing right now, Dr. Tashina and colleagues with your center, is that you are planting the seeds.
Yeah.
You are planting the seeds that will have a greater return, and you would just basically be able to say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me, because I have invested in your people's lives by planting the necessary seeds, and now all is being able to be so.
That's it. That's fruit. It. That's
yeah.
It. So it is, it is a joy. It is a joy working at the TZAN Health and Wellness Center, being the founder of Health and Wellness, of TZAN Health and Wellness Center.
Right.
And, it's just the beginning of greater things.
Of greater things.
it's just
definitely
the beginning.
Because, you know, you have a wide range of listeners right now listening to this internationally well-known love and inspiration, not only here in the Caribbean listening to you, but also too in the New York area. And, you know, at the end of the day, if persons are planning to come to St. Martin, they're going to be looking for TZAN's Health and Wellness Center. So can you please let listeners and those who are overseas know where you're exactly located, because you're very close to the airport?
Yes, I am very close to the airport. I am located in Simpson Bay, road number 59, Airport Road. And I am between Tracy's Boutique and CAP. So CAP sells parts. It's a car dealer.
Right.
Yes, they sell parts. So it's Gigi, Tracy's, TZAN, and CAP.
And your opening hours, once
My opening hours are from 10 to 4. And
okay.
we already get, we have customers. We have, last week we had some, we had a lady from Anguilla. And we had someone from Sabre. So they are coming. They are coming. Yes.
Wonderful. And this is Monday through Saturdays.
Yes.
Wonderful. And you provide counseling also too. And the telephone number for anyone that wants to connect with you, Dr. Tashina.
So my telephone number is +1 721 550 3401.
Can you repeat that again for the listeners?
Yes. 550-3401.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And you know, as I listen to you coming to the end of this, you know, with all that wealth of experience, it could only leave me with one question. I'm pretty sure the listeners are wondering too. And I know you celebrated your birthday not too long ago. They must be wondering, is Dr. Tashina like somewhere in her many years because of all that experience, or was she like somewhere in her 20s?
No, I am pretty young. I'm in my 30s.
Okay, she's in her 30s. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it for yourself. She's in her 30s. Now, you are going to have to guess where in the 30s.
Exactly.
Well, Dr. Tashina, thank you for being here on the show. And I'm pretty sure you have one final powerful remark that you'd like to leave with our listeners of Love and Inspiration.
So first of all, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity, for inviting me.
You're welcome.
You know, on your radio program. I want to thank the population of St. Martin, to those, especially those, well, everybody, but my clients, those who support me, I want to say thank you once more. And as a St. Martin, I will make my population proud, definitely. There is no turning back. It could only get greater.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Dr. Tashina Maku Thomas, the owner and visionary of Tizan Health and Wellness Center. And she stated before where she's located, very near to the airport here in beautiful St. Martin, between Tracy's Boutique and Gigi's, the health food business or restaurant. Have yourself a blessed one. And until next week, God spare life. Take care. Beautiful St. Martin and the world.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Bashani Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.